Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 19th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Yet once again, we managed to get out to 106 countries on last Thursday's call. So we don't know really how many we're getting out to tonight, but hopefully it'll be a good group of people that we're reaching on Big Call Universe. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in or clicking on the email if you're in an international country. You know, it's like there's no such thing as foreign languages if you can speak them. They're not foreign to you. So we use the term modern languages. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what she has constructed for us as a beautiful teaching, I'm sure. We'll all enjoy that. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you for where we are, right place, right time, chosen to be a part of this, chosen to be a beneficiary of this blessing. Thank you for bringing it into us in a timely manner. Thank you for everybody that's tuned in Big Call Universe, and thank you for all that you do for us every day in our lives. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So Sue, we've really enjoyed your teachings that you've created for us over the last several months, and looking forward to hearing what you've brought for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And I want to welcome everyone and hope that this strikes a deep and resonant chord.
Mm.
And this is called Dreaming of Transformation, Embracing Infinite Possibilities Through Our Connection to Christ. Mm. Have you ever paused to ponder your deepest dreams and the standards you set for yourself? It's a journey that can ignite a deep, passionate fire within us. Imagine the possibilities when we raise our standards and envision a world where not only we, but all of humanity can move to the higher levels of joy and fulfillment, all while embracing the journey and realizing all is possible through our connection to Christ. Let's begin with ourselves, diving into the very core of who we are. As Jesus once said, "Seek and you will find." It's an invitation to explore our innermost desires, to dream bigger, to set our higher standards for every facet of life. Who would we become if we held ourselves to higher ideals in every area of our existence, knowing that our connection to Christ empowers us beyond measure? Remember, Jesus also shared the profound wisdom that with God, all things are possible. These words remind us that our dreams, when aligned with our divine nature, know no bounds. So let's dare to dream wildly and passionately, recognizing that our compassionate journey towards higher levels of joy and fulfillment is strengthened by our connection to Christ. But the magic of transformation doesn't end with the self. It radiates outwards. Imagine a world where everyone around us is also experiencing their highest levels of fulfillment. What if our dream was not only for ourselves, but to generate that for all of humanity? Picture a world where dreams, kindness, compassion, and love guide every interaction where we truly love our neighbor as ourselves, following the example set by Christ. Jesus spoke of this interconnectedness when he said, "Love one another as I have loved you." It's a profound reminder that our dreams are intertwined with the dreams of others. So ask yourself, what would your dream be for others if they were living their most fulfilled lives? How would it feel to witness joy and passion radiating from those around you, all as a result of your efforts with your teams and shared connection to Christ? Now let's turn our gaze towards the broader canvas of humanity. What would a standard for livability and well-being look like on a global scale? Can you envision a world where basic needs are met for all, where social justice prevails, and where love is the universal language guided by the teachings of Christ? Jesus shared, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." It's a timeless call to action, a blueprint for creating a world where our highest standards for ourselves and for humanity become a vibrant reality, all through our connection to Christ. How will you support this vision? How will you contribute to a world where passion, compassion, and joy are abundant, where dreams are hosted to become fulfilled, and where love is the driving force behind it all? In the end, the dream of transformation is not just a personal journey. It's a collective endeavor that can fill our lives with profound passion and boundless joy. So let us dream boldly as humanitarians, love deeply, and work together to create a world that reflects the highest standards of love, well-being, and fulfillment for all of life. And in closing, whenever you find yourself today on this profound humanitarian journey, remember to embrace what is infinitely possible through our connection to Christ. It's in the daily steps we take, the dreams we hold dear, and the love that we share that we can transform the world. As Jesus wisely said, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." So let us carry that torch, believing in the boundless potential of humanity, and in doing so, manifest a future where joy, fulfillment, and well-being are the birthright of all life on earth. That's our teaching.
Wow. That's beautiful, Sue. Thank you for that. There's so much in that we all can benefit from. Thank you for putting that together for us tonight and bringing that to us so beautifully. I really love the concept of dreams, of living out dreams. I love, as you guys know, I dream quite a bit, usually three, sometimes four dreams, separate dream states that I remember the next day. And they're kind of amazing, what I dream about. And so I know Bob dreams too, and I hope you do too, Sue. And what's cool about this whole concept tonight was the idea of taking this dream that we have, that we've shared on the Big Call to all of them and all of you in Big Call Universe about leveling the playing field, doing our projects, Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my dreams for this country and internationally. But I love that we can impose those dreams and share those dreams with everyone out there, with humanity. We can take what our dreams are and impart those dreams to others around us and make them part of our dream in a larger, bigger arena. Bring that life to them. I love that you started out with, you know, the scripture that you talked about. Ask and you shall receive. Was that it? Or another scripture? And it went on to, I thought that continued into, knock and the door shall be opened for you. In other mm-hmm. words, that's the follow-up scripture to it. And it's like, if we keep knocking, Jesus stands at the door waiting to open and receive us to himself. That's the beauty of that particular analogy, that Jesus is there. He's always there, and he's there, you know, he's right with us. And a lot of times the dreams that we get, some of the visions and the dreams that we have are given to us by God through the Holy Spirit. We dream these things. And it's really cool to think, you know, scripture said that young men will have visions, the old men will dream dreams. Well, I'm not that old, but I'm dreaming dreams, and I really want us all to begin to dream. If we've stopped dreaming, if we don't dream that much, I mean, in this case, not necessarily nighttime dreaming, but lucid dreaming, you know, daydreaming, if you will, consider what it is you want to see happen. And I think many of you that have done projects, you know, for the Redemption Center presentation, all of that, you've dreamt dreams. You have a dream in terms of a project that you want to see fulfilled. And I think that's a start. That's our first start, is having these, even the spark of a dream, and create a presentation with it to make it a reality. In other words, you're living the dream. You're living out that dream, creating a dreamscape in front of you for humanity and also for animals and the animal kingdom and for trees and plants and flowers and birds and everything. This is what we're doing when we bring some of these projects out that you guys are doing. I love it. I think that it's important. Sue's main word in there besides dream was love, the love of Christ, you know? And I think what will happen as we as we meet new people and as we share our dream, for example, of Rebuild America with the U.S., and other people, we will love them through the love of Christ. And we'll show them the love of Christ in the actions that we have in doing our rebuild efforts, helping humanity, helping them, helping their families, helping communities, creating communities that are better and more livable and regenerative. That's really what it's all about. And that's what I was getting out of the teaching so far, Sue. I appreciate it very much. I thought it allowed me to dream. It allowed me to consider what we're doing with our projects. And thank you for that teaching. Bob, did you glean something out of that teaching that you can tell us about?
Yeah, I gleaned a trance ever since Sue started speaking, and then as you started talking, Bruce, I was wow, I'm in a dream trance, man.
Yep. Good, man. Yeah. I'm in a dream trance, man.
I'm in a dream trance, man.
I think we're parked, man.
Wow.
That's sounding kind of like, Dave isn't here, man.
Dave's not here.
Remember those?
I was in a trance. I had a phone call from a man today from the other side of Florida. You'd like him to see. Mm-hmm. He's a neurologist. He's also an integrative practitioner. and he has some new inventions in the world of life sciences. And like many inventors, they don't have the resources to actually bring their invention to the world. And so he had called me to see what types of things we did at our company and if there was a way to work together. And he has a lot of trade secrets and pending patents and didn't want to speak on the telephone too much. So we're going to get together sometime soon and talk about it. And I was thinking about that gentleman and how big of a dreamer he was. He's got all these amazing things he wants to accomplish for the world. And then I started thinking, as Sue was talking, and I was thinking of, you know, raising standards for yourself. And I started thinking about the scriptures you were presenting. I was thinking, yeah, well, you know, Jesus taught us that the whole kingdom is within us. And then I started thinking, and we are the ruler over that kingdom, right? We're not rulers by exclusion of anyone else, because each one of us has our own kingdom within to rule, and we have the power to rule that kingdom. That's one of the many gifts from God, is the power granted to us to rule our own kingdom. And then we can start asking ourselves, well, what should we do? How can we rule that kingdom better? Or how can we expand it? How can we create a new project and, you know, and make it into a world-class presentation and expand the kingdom we're ruling that way? And and then I start thinking about the rules of the ruler. It's like, if you've got this universe to rule, what rules would you set up? And just like the teachings of Christ, we can set up the rules that we're to love one another and to help one another and to give and receive, and know that even as the supreme ruler of your kingdom, you can get better if you learn to receive, and you grow as you receive. And when you allow yourself to be loved, to be helped, then you yourself become more loving and helpful and become even more effective. And as you increase your effectiveness and your vision, your kingdom can become a paradise, and where everyone will flourish. And it's time now, I think, as we're getting so close, for, you know, action, to act as the rulers that we truly are.
It's good.
So beautiful, it, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. I like that. I like that, Sue. What do you think of the idea of dreams and creating dreams and sharing those dreams and so on? How do you see yourself in that?
Well, this teaching got inspired by listening to a guy, and I wonder if Bob knows him. Do you know Ed Milet, Bob? Have you ever heard of him?
I know who Ed Milet is. I actually just saw today that Dr. Hardy, Benjamin Hardy.
Yeah, good. Exactly where I started, exactly.
Yeah, okay. He interviewed him, and I didn't have time to click on it to listen to the interview, but I have it in the queue.
Yeah, so here's this was one of the most profound, not that particular video, but another video of his where he's speaking to, I think, a group of executives or maybe an MLM. But he said to him, the biggest crime against humanity is growing up with parents that are not living their dreams. Because children learn from their parents, you know, they soak up their parents' atmosphere. And that was profound to think about, especially for everybody on this call, to realize that, you know, even if your parents, my parents were successful, but I would never say they were modeling the joy of their dream. Just think about that for a second. And to me, that is what our biggest, most important goals are, is to not tell people what the dream is, but to find out and lean in. I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations happen with somebody talking to me or talking at me or talking about their thing and never leaning in and saying, probably because people are afraid that most people won't know the answer, but like, what is it that you're pursuing that is your dream? What is your dream? And you spoke about it really well, Bruce, because here's the transition we're going through. And I'm going to talk about it in my segment. And you captured it beautifully, Bob. It's about having the time to connect inside and uncover the places that you, through survival, had to give up on your dream or on a dream or a dream that will be revealed to you, as you said, Bruce, by God. And that is the source of your creativity. That is the source of, imagine being able to know that as you walk out of the Redemption Center, you are going to be igniting everyone's dream. You'll be facilitating, not you yourself, but our real highest standard is to, I used to say this to my clients, nobody stood over you and said this, I know who you are. You're an unlimited being in Christ, and I'm here to support your greatest dreams. And then no one saw that if somebody said that to you, the person saying that to you, was actually pursuing their dreams. And that is the promise. That is the moment we're in, is to be able to say to the people we hire, to the dreams of healing the natural world, I know who you are. I know what you're capable of in healing, and I'm here to support you in healing the oceans, the plants, the animals, the this. That's the dream. That's the joy. That's the high frequency, leap over all the problem. But the dream is, what does our world look like when it's been switched on to what it should have been all along, and we say, anything that's not that, you're out of here. We're going to dream this back into Christ's vision of our inner power. Don't let anything outside of you tell you what's possible. That's not what's possible. That's what everybody's done. That's what most people are doing. Allow yourself, by listening to Bruce, by listening to Bob, by listening to me, to remember, feel what's inside of you. Remember what it's like to have a dream to believe in it, to be passionate about it, to be this person, even if you're 80 years old or you're 60 and you think you've failed and you're going through something, you are not this broken, limited version of yourself. You're this infinite light that probably just took on too much garbage from the world, and now your dream to be kind to yourself, to be open to the new dream that'll come through you, and the dream of being and seeing the dream in others and allowing them to choose that for themselves is born again. So that's what I got from the teaching. That's what
really
inspired me for tonight.
I think that's well said, too. I appreciate that. It just reminded me that, you know, even though we go through life and we have many successes, we also have some failures. And that's all a part of life. It's a part of success. Even the failures we learn from, we change course, we do things differently. Like Albert Edison, when he made the light bulb, he had like 2,000 failed attempts at getting a light bulb to work right, but then he hit on the right combination, and he was a success with it. And so, you know, hopefully we're at the point now where we don't have too many more failures, but even if we go into our projects and into our future with rebuild and everything else that we're doing, you know, we might have a few setbacks. We might have a block in the road or something, but you know what? We'll learn and we'll go around it and we'll still strive as long as we're moving forward with one foot in front of the other. That's what we'll do. And it's going to be great. It'll be fun. And look, without jobs, unless you want them to hold you down, you'll have your time back, you'll have finances, you'll have everything you need to get started moving forward with your future. And thank you, Sue. I really appreciate that. And Bob, your comments is always really good. Let's do this, Sue. We're coming up on our praise report time. Let's see if we have any praise reports to bring out tonight, Tuesday night.
So, yay, we heard from Pastor Scott.
Yay, Pastor Scott.
Back in the game.
Praise times three. Back in the game.
Praise
off the bench.
Three. Tonight's praise is for Big Call Universe's dedication to the Big Call. Week after week, you all show up listening, learning, and loving those we are about to serve with our projects. Bob, Bruce, and Sue, we love you guys for all you bring each week, and we love you too, Pastor Scott. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Yes, getting better and better every day, better and better.
Amen.
Every day. Mm-hmm.
In every way. Thank you. God, that's good. Good, Pastor Scott, good. We're still with you. We want you to get fully, completely, 100% recovered, don't we, Bob? Yep.
Yep. I can see it.
All right. Anything else come in, Sue?
I'm just amusing myself with what it would be like
to have
been.
What?
You know. Like just having Bob as a younger brother with all those sisters.
Oh, Sue. He had enough sisters.
I know.
He had enough
sisters.
It's just like
thinking of what it was like. Five
older sisters.
I know. Lucky him. All that divine feminine energy. Okay,
well,
so here we go for Jeannie. Yeah. No, maybe. Definitely. National Cat DNA Day. Good for you, Jeannie.
Cat DNA?
Yes. Join cat lovers as we celebrate one of man's absolute favorite companions. National Cat DNA is celebrated on September 19th every year. It's a holiday dedicated to one of the world's oldest pets, cats. Basepaws created this unique day to raise awareness about the benefits of feline genetics and to honor the advancement of this branch of knowledge. And I just want to stop here. I want to give a shout out to Judy and Ken, because they're going to take your suggestions, Jeannie, and they're going to have, like, I think it's Judy and Ken in my group. They're going to have these days where everybody celebrates something all spawned by your great ideas, Jeannie. So I thought you would.
Good.
Isn't that fun? National Recycle Awareness Week. Recycle Awareness Week is celebrated every year during a full week from September 18th to the 24th. This week-long holiday provides an excellent opportunity for people all over the world to come together and support the noble cause of recycling. Color Smile coloring event all week. Color a Smile is a nonprofit organization that distributes cheerful drawings to senior citizens, our troops overseas, and anyone in need of a smile. God, that's so good. Jeannie, these are really good. And I wonder where she's getting these. In the last 25 years, Color a Smile has given out over 1 million drawings. That's a lot of smiles.
Yeah.
Tips for improving your mental well-being. Try to relax and reduce stress. Find ways to learn and be creative. Spend time in nature. Connect with others. Do not stay isolated. Look after your physical health. Move and be active. And try to improve your sleep. 7 to 9 hours. Boy, I know some people that I hope are hearing that.
I hope.
Wow. I hope.
You know who.
Put
you
on
know
your
who
headphones.
You are.
Extra loud. Exactly. Thank
Hello.
You, Father. I wonder, yeah. I don't know. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the leaders on the big call and all the listeners that show up 2 times a week for this RV blessing that we're waiting to come to fruition this week. Good job, Jeannie. To start humanitarian projects for the med beds so we can start making appointments. Also thankful for Social Security increases and the restitution on allowances that should happen very soon. Everyone have a blessed week. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen.
Amen.
That's
thank you,
our Jeannie. Really
thank you, Jeannie. National Cat DNA Day today. Okay, good. Good to have it. And everything else, yep. We can celebrate our pets every day. We don't need a holiday to do that. We can just celebrate them. Well, that's good. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. And, yeah, restitutional allowance, an increase in social, we're hearing in October. So in October, we're looking forward to that. Sue, thank you for those praise reports. Great to hear from Pastor Scott. Continued healing, of course, to both Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Yet 100%, absolutely 100% restored. Sue, what would you bring to us tonight? You mentioned you were going to talk about sort of what the teaching was about a little bit and break that out a little bit for us, but I'd love to hear what it is you bring for us tonight on this possibly last big call.
Well, this is going to be kind of, I just realized something just popped into my head and I'm going to go with it. This is going to be kind of a fun one and a meaningful one. And it's inspired by, and Bruce can vouch, he's always hearing me bring up a new book. He's isn't that true,
Boy.
Bruce? It's like poor Bruce. He's my discovery channel, so to speak. And Bob, maybe you'll like this. There's a writer by the name of Peter Hollins, and he writes on a lot of interesting, anomalous, meaning non-ordinary topics. Mm-hmm. And I have his book, Richard Feynman's Mental Models. Think, Learn, and Problem Solve Like a Nobel Prize-Winning Polymath. And so Richard Feynman was a Nobel quantum physicist, and he started by fixing broken radios, and he was also like, you know, what else was he? He did a lot of very unusual things. Like, he was a artist, he was a drummer, he was a lock picker. He was all these really interesting things because he was so curious that he liked to study lots of different systems. Sound like anybody you know, Bruce?
So here's
where it gets interesting, and this is related to you who are listening and your dreams. I want you to take your hand a second.
Take your what, Sue?
Take your hand. And I want you to take your hands and put them maybe about 10 inches on either side of your head. Just do that for a second. And notice that as you're listening to me with your hands on 10 inches beyond your head, what happens to your focus? What happens to your sense of perception?
Expanded.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You expand. And you can also, and this is, I'm trying to remember the name of the author. It's called the open focus technique. And that's what just came up, and I've known this guy's work. He's from Princeton. I'm trying to pull up his name. But what's significant about that is that you can expand from a narrow focus, which is what happens to most people, and what in this book that Peter Hollins talks about is kind of the classic setup for most of life, is that experts or people that, and the way the world has been developed, is people get very narrowly focused. The left brain narrowly focuses.
Mm-hmm.
Screen time narrowly focuses us. And it's a very good habit to do two things. When you're in a meeting, you can just imagine your open focus position. Oh, I wish I could come up with a scientist that developed that, but forgive me, you guys. Please just forgive me. Just take the concept. You can do that. And then the other thing you can do, and that he writes about, is to take that focus deep within yourself, to go into your heart, to go into the quieter place in you, and to listen to what excites you. And I'm a person that has been very blessed to have had the ability to follow what was intrinsically, that means what is inside of me that makes me curious and makes me come alive to explore. And that's called intrinsic motivation. Coming from not what the world is telling you should be interested in, you should be doing, not what your teachers, not what some institution, not what your parents, not what your spouse, but what really excites you. Now, why is this important to know? Intrinsic motivation comes from our own valuation of what's important and meaningful, and a personal sense of satisfaction that comes with defining our own means and ends. Extrinsic motivation can make a person just as effective, But the drive comes instead from things like praise, rewards, fame, accolades, public recognition, family pressure, cultural expectations, money, and so on. Though a person who is intrinsically motivated may enjoy praise and find value in helping or inspiring others, their primary reason for doing anything is theirs and theirs alone. If you want to know what kind of motivation you have driving your own behavior, ask yourself what motivated you to read this book. And what motivated me to read this book is that learning, and the learning that's going to be coming to the planet that I want to foster. I have like a number of projects that are about learning, is about helping people to realize and capture what ignites, what inspires, not, oh, I just have to learn it because I have to pay the bills, but what inspires their wonder and their creativity and their desire to learn with other people. So why am I talking about that? Why is intrinsic motivation? What is it that makes you curious? And what does that have to do with the big call? We've had 18 different courses presented to humanitarians. And we took the five, I mean, it's hard to pick, but we put out five, which is the leadership bundle and a bonus, a leadership bundle of four and a bonus of the new healer as leader that is designed so that you can listen to two things. One, a group of people that are in so much joy, so much excitement, and so much willingness to learn what their unique, everybody's going to be unique in the team they create around them, in what lights them up, what lights their team up, what kind of energy signature that's going to be. But you're actually going to be in a classroom where you hear and it's open enough that you can imagine, oh, yeah, I can say it like this. I can speak to my team like this. It's a way. What's the value you get from these teachings? It's a way you can learn how to be intrinsically motivated, how to be inspired, and how to walk through the different systems, the different strategies, the different experiences. You're going to have the experience of being in these different situations as a humanitarian. But, here's the big but, you're going to learn to do it in a way that frees you. What this teaches you is how to have a sense of the context you're going to be in, but you're going to see yourself as being able to select and choose the frame, the way you frame the situation, the what do I want to get out of this? What do I want to learn? And what do I want to hand off? And that's what most people, they have this, you know, I'm going through my daily life and this is the way my life is right now and I'm handling everything version of reality. You're going to go from who you are today to a whole new universe. And this group of teachings, which is four different teachings, four different courses. We said, don't bother going into what those courses are. Four different courses, and an extra bonus for a $150 bonus that are going to walk you through the five most important future readying aspects of your humanitarian leadership by a person that's been an executive coach for 30 years and who's sat with for 20,000 hours meeting with people to understand how they process, how they get out of these things. In other words, deep intimacy with the process of transformation. So it's not like I've just started doing this 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago. It's a long-term investment in transforming people. So if that interests you and you want to support yourself, be there for yourself in your own living room, in your own home, and learn this, just pop it in. Pop in a course, one or two a week. Just listen to it. That way you're going to be taking care of yourself in a way that's independent. Remember, I'm not coming from a bank. I'm coming from outside of the system, having worked in and out of the system to help you to free yourself. That's the goal.
That's good.
Of you being accountable, compassionate, and freeing yourself and knowing how to set up what you need to set up. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'm going to be really, really clear. This is underlined in yellow ink. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Put leadership bundle 400. It's an investment of $400, which is nominal. Thank you, Bob, for saying it should be much more. It should be. And you'll get a $100 bonus. But here's the underlined You'll put your name, Cash App or Zelle, and your telephone number. But here's the thing. Listen to Bruce's segment about the intel.
Yeah, sure.
And you're going to hear that this offer is only as good as long as the 800 numbers don't come out. So if you want me to get this to you, it's a little labor intensive because of privacy, and we want to make sure that you're safe. So we have to do it manually to get them out so you're protected. The goal is, if you're interested, send it tonight. You know, like, God, I want to have that. I want to support
myself. Email address?
Email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Send it as soon as possible, and we will get that out to you as quickly as we possibly can, as long as the 800 numbers are not out.
There you go.
So here's the last quote. All you want to ask yourself is, if I were really motivated by my heart for turning my compassion towards myself and saying, what does Christ most want for me? For me. It's okay to ask that. That's your foundation. And then how would I take that blessing and be able to share it, increase creativity, well-being? How will I share that with my projects? What is my dream for the two of those to be in beautiful, harmonious balance? And, of course, that's going to include your family and everything. Mm-hmm. But we need to nourish and come from a self-full space. That's what's going to be different. And when you're living in the dream of who you think you can be at your fullest expression in Christ, and then you're sharing that with the world will be forever transformed and forever grateful. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. And I want everyone to know, Sue has been teaching for quite a long time. When she was 7 years old, she was teaching the neighborhood children in her garage about fish at the age of 7. She was teaching about fish. Is that or is that not true, Sue?
I was a nascent ichthyologist, yes.
Easy for you to say. Thank you. Very good. Mm-hmm. I love that. Good to see you, Sue, teaching these children about fish and your aquariums and everything in your garage. And the children were all sitting down on the floor and looking up.
There were about 10 of them. How did I get them in the room? I hope Trisha's listening to that if she's laughing. I'm trying to remember, like, how it just, wow.
Well,
I had them fascinated
really cool
enough.
Thing.
Like, I can show you about fish. And they were boys and girls, too.
That's
and there
right.
were about 10 of them.
It was a mixed group.
I bet you Bob
group.
Did
That's
that.
Good. Nice diversity. And the other thing, Sue, is who knows if you taught before the age of 7, but we know about this as your start. We know that you at least were teaching from the age of 7.
I had skills of influence that I used to use on my grandmother. That was for
Oh,
sure.
Don't go there. Well, that was at age 4, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was like 5.
Yeah, yeah, 4 and 5, yeah, at yeah, the 2 rooms and everything, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Oh, that was so good. So funny. Thank you for letting me play with that.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
So, yeah, grab the bundle. Well, I'll
it's
talk
in,
about
it's
the bundle.
All, it's in us all.
Yeah.
It's in us all.
Yeah, it's in us all. Definitely in you. All right. Bob, I don't know if you were teaching about fish or biology or chemistry or apples at the age of 7.
Oh, God, so fun.
But I'll bet you were doing something like that, teaching something at that age. I was teaching electronics, but that was more at the age of 11. So,
how were you doing?
I was
you
more
were
teaching
seven.
My younger brother how to hit a baseball.
There you go. There you go.
How old was your younger brother? How much younger was he than you?
4 years younger.
4 years younger.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. At least you
so
had a younger brother.
And now he's just about ready to retire. He's an attorney.
Yeah. Is he?
He's like
all right.
Getting ready to sell his practice and retire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's getting old. So
took
yeah.
the path less traveled, Bobby did.
He's not getting old. He's not getting old.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I was, you know, I was when I was working in the nursing homes, we had a lady who was 98 years old. I won't say her last name, but I can still remember it from 35 years ago. And I was upstairs with the nursing director, and we were stopping to talk to different people in their rooms. We went to see her, and her son was a doctor. And so we were talking to, and then we asked, you know, how is your son, Dr. So-and-so? She goes, oh, he really needs to retire, man. That guy is really old.
That's funny. That is so funny.
He was probably 75.
That's golly, really, at that age, yeah? Oh, that's funny. Gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that this is the time of year I can feel the fall coming. Can you guys feel the fall coming? Where you are?
Definitely came today, Bob, because this morning it was around 70 degrees. When I went for my walk around 10 o'clock, it was like cool, slightly overcast. It's cool. Yeah.
And,
you're feeling the difference.
And we looked up it's equinox is Saturday at 2 something in the morning, East Coast.
2:39 or something
Saturday.
Like that in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Saturday.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well,
fall equinox.
I could feel it last night. I was out, and it was probably about 8:30, and I was like, I think I feel a breeze that's not hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think the fall is coming. That breeze, it makes it feel like it's only about 88 or 89 degrees. And
88,
fall, is upon
us. Nice cool breeze. Yes.
It was a cool 88, breeze.
88 is cool. Is 88 or 89 is cool? Cool breeze?
Yeah, normally it's like 93, 94 during the day. So in
wow.
the evening, if it gets that cool, it's like, yeah, I think the
lovely.
Fall's coming.
That's cool.
Okay, Bob, tell us about what else you have for us in the way of, what do I want to hear about?
Yep.
Testimonials, research?
You
want to
hear a testimonial about Boomer Boost.
Okay, great.
That's what you want to hear. And
yep.
This guy, you're not even going to believe this picture that this guy sent in.
Yeah.
I'm not even allowed to say what it is, I don't think. I don't.
Okay.
It's like,
okay.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that word on the Big Call. But,
uh-oh.
To say the least, this
is
guy.
Is it a band phrase, Bob? Is it a band phrase on the Big Call?
He's a smart dude.
SOB? Yeah.
So here's what he says. His initials are MC. Says, I have to admit that I was a real skeptic when I first heard about Boomer products. I was thinking, great, that's really what the world needs, another health product, not. But after listening to Bob and reading these real reviews, I said, I'll never know unless I bite the bullet and take action. Well, that still small voice that I always listened to was on point. I told myself to use it every day for a month and then judge it see if it was for me. In less than a month, I am a lifelong customer.
There
service, knowledge, and products. A+++++.
Well, great.
Wow.
Initials, Bob? Initials?
It's M. Hang on one second. Yeah, MC.
MC. Great.
Yep.
MC, not hammer. MC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Good deal, MC. Hey, live long and prosper, MC, because I love that. It's a lifelong proposition for you. And I think that should be true of everybody, really, because it's going to be very good for you and it'll go well with you if you continue to do what Bob is suggesting. Yeah.
Yep, and I have two stories about the Big Call. One, we had visitors last Friday.
Friday, yeah.
And this...
Had a wedding on Saturday the next day over the beach.
A visit from Virginia. She had a wedding on Clearwater Beach for someone in her family, and she came to visit on Friday afternoon. She was really, really delightful, and she was very patient waiting. She showed up a half hour early for her appointment, and I was on a podcast, and so I couldn't break away and go and see her, but it was really great that she was able to stay around, and I got to talk to her about everything that was going on with her, and it was just really great, and she was so happy to be able to meet somebody from the Big Call. So that was her statement. Wow, it's
That's
so
nice.
Great to meet someone from the Big Call.
Wow.
And I was like, here I am. I'm from the Big Call.
That's great, Bob.
Right?
Yep.
And then the
and
other
she's from Virginia.
Was, The other story was I talked to somebody today who has an appointment to go see a doctor who's a specialist. And he went to see this doctor and then he's going back for another appointment. And while he went for his preliminary checkup, the doctor said to him, well, what do you do? And he said, well, I work for the Boomers Forever Young Nutrition Company. And he said, that's the Big Call. I listen to Bob and Bruce on the Big Call.
The doctor does.
The doctor does.
Great, good. Well, Doc, if you're listening to the big call tonight, wherever you are, I think you're in the area near where Bob is. Welcome.
Yep.
Thank you. And might end up seeing you one day.
Yeah, this is a very high-end integrative physician.
Like, oh, great.
One of the
okay.
best in the whole world.
Excellent.
So we were reading those things about Boomer Boost. The reason I was is wanted to remind everybody that Boomer Boost is in stock. We have thousands
yes.
of jars of it now. And it was out of stock for a while, and a lot of people were without it. And it's now back. It's better than it ever was. It tastes great. And we're getting a lot of reports that people are feeling even more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And even people at my office are like, what's with the new Boomer Boost? We're feeling more energy. And
that's great.
I don't know the exact answer to that, but you get, when you put together a formula with 68 nutrients in it, you get the ingredients from multiple different places. And they can be different from year to year, especially if you have agricultural type products in the powder, because those change with the weather and everything like that. So we're hearing that that's the case, and we're already hearing that our barley, both the Gladiator and the Heirloom Barley, are also seem to be stronger this year, and we kind of knew that that was going to be the case, and we knew why. We had this huge genetic expression breakthrough where the plants, the barley plants, in their second year of receiving this new organic fertilizer that has 101 minerals in it, all of a sudden the plants exploded and grew into a place where no one ever knew was possible.
Wow.
And it increased the number of seeds on the stalk from 6
right.
seeds all the way up to 14 seeds. And
wow.
as best as the scientists can tell, this seed line never actually produced barley like that in the past, even 1,000 years ago, because they didn't have this type of fertilizer back then. And that's not only that fertilizer, but other organic compounds that are in the soil and on the blades of grass have made this barley much stronger. So when people get their dynamic combo of the Boomer Boost and barley, or they get a total health system that has the Boomer Boost and barley, this is now, you know, it was already the best dynamic combo that you could get as a nutrition product, and now it's just elevated to another whole new level. And so I wanted to remind people that we have plenty of both of those products now, and I have to tell you, Bruce, they are they're more expensive for us to get by quite a lot. The cost of the ingredients that are in the booth
right.
gone up substantially. And so we're paying a tremendous amount more. And so people want to go ahead and get their products now if they can, because the prices will be going up soon. And so people should take advantage of the pricing that we have now.
Right.
You have to raise your, we hadn't raised our prices in quite a while, and then if you look back over the years where we started with the prices, we haven't raised the price of those products equal to, you know, the way that the ingredient price goes up. And so we're still kind of behind, but you can't raise the prices too high or people won't be able to afford the product, but we do have to raise
sure,
it a little
sure.
bit in order to be able to still buy it, right? So go ahead. You'll have a couple of weeks before the prices go up. And the other thing is just, you know, why you're seeing testimonials for, you know, for Boomer Boost, like the one that I just read, and I have another one that came in just tonight, is that people, for the most part, Bruce, have lived their whole life in a state where they were malnourished. Their bodies didn't really have the right nutrients to grow properly, to perform their best, to be at their best mentally, especially people that grew up like middle-aged baby boomers and beyond. That was the dawn of the fast food, junk food, right? That's when, in the late 1960s, early 70s, is really when you start to see the spread of all the junk food, fast food places. And it started a trend to switch away from people eating food at home, home-prepared meals that were healthier, to it becoming really easy and really cheap to spend a quarter, literally a hamburger at one of those places was a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And people could go and get a hamburger for everyone in their family for $1.25.
Sure.
And so, and then, of course, the fries tasted so good, you had to have those. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing healthier than a potato that's been put into highly toxic seed oil that's been heated up to about 500 degrees and completely transformed into trans fats to, you know, to nourish your children. It's just, you know, it's just a great breakthrough in the world of holistic nutrition. And so most people grew up not really having proper nourishment. You know, you need to have macronutrients in a balance. You need to have vitamins and minerals and CoQ10 and all the different things that people would get from a really healthy, well-balanced diet. And very, very few people ever had that in their life. A lot of kids grew up on fast food, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, processed foods.
Wonder Bread.
Yep. And, you know, cold cuts, too many nitrates in them. And it's a shame, but it's true. And now, without much effort at all, people can get, you know, a total health system, and their body starts to feel what it really should have felt like their whole life when, if they had been well nourished. And this is a big thing, because it changes the way that you feel. You start to feel more energetic and happier and enthusiastic about going to do things. You feel more like exercising, and it can make a big change in your life. And we've seen thousands of testimonials of people saying this type of thing. And then the other thing is that it saves a lot of time to be able to have systems that are in powders, because people don't like taking lots of pills, and they don't want to be, you know, taking the lids off of, you know, 20 bottles of pills in the morning and trying to take them all down. They don't really know if they've got the right thing anyway. It takes a lot of time, and it costs a lot of money. Each one of those pill bottles, you know, costs $20 or more. And if you got 20 of them, you're spending $400 that you don't even really realize, because it just kind of trickles. You buy a few at this store, a few online, a few at the drugstore. And if you were really to go and calculate it, it's a lot of money. And so getting a total health system where the nutrients have been put together in powder form, it's a great savings. So, and it's, you know, really easy to do. The Boomer Boost tastes great. We have it flavored with monk fruit. The other powders, the probiotic powder and the barley powder, have very little taste to them, just a mild taste of nuts. When you mix it together with the Boomer Boost, you don't even taste that. That becomes neutral.
Yep.
And so just a reminder, it is back in stock. You can get a 1 month supply. You can also get a 2-pack special and save money by doing that. And then you can also, this is where you really save, put it on to auto ship. And I'll give people a little hint here, Bruce. If you want to buy a product like Boomer Boost, go click on Boomer Boost under the product section. Click on the 2-pack special, get a discount. Click on the subscribe and save, get another discount. And by the time you get done doing that, you're saving quite a bit of money. And as you spend that money to get those products, you're earning points. And the next time that you go, you can use those points for your next purchase. And it's put together that way for a really good reason, and it's the way to do it to be able, to save money. And so, and if you're not sure, if you're listening, you're going, there's a way to save money on this, but it comes time, you can't remember, just give us a call, and somebody like Stephanie or Jean or Jim or Ann or Lucy will walk you through it and show you how to do it to be able to save money.
Yep.
And that's about it for tonight.
Okay.
It's 14 minutes after 10.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Let me tell you, Bob, there is a documentary on Netflix that I watched over the last 2 days. And, Bob, it mentioned the Gladiators. And it mentioned in this documentary, it talked about the Gladiators and it talked about the barley that they were eating and how their particular diets, these Gladiators, were the best that you could get, because they wanted these guys to be super strong and have super amount of protein, and it was from plant-based foods like the barley. And I'm trying to bring up the name of the show, but it's a documentary about nutrition and about eating right and about high protein from plant food. And, it's really, really strong documentary that I can't remember the name of, but it's on Netflix. And you'll probably see, if you scroll through documentaries, you'll see what it is. And I thought, man, they were talking about, the Gladiator barley. And it's the same seed crop that we have today, Gladiator barley. And we also have heirloom barley, but the Gladiator barley is designed to increase muscle mass in your body. And that's really, really cool. I thought that was good, Baba. I wish I could think of the name of it. I'm trying to remember it. If I remember it, I'll bring it out in the intel. But all they need to do, this is the time now, between now and I'm going to say the end of the month, hopefully, that you should take advantage of the products while the prices are at their current level, before there's a price increase. And because these ingredients do cost more. And Bob has kept the prices the same for the time being, but I know they're about to go up. So keep that in mind if you're running low, like I am. I'm not low, but I'm thinking I need to put an order in on both Boomer Boost and get the new Boomer Boost and the latest version of the Gladiator Barley. And I'm always running low on probiotics because I take a little bit more than that little scoop, I think. So I can always get with more of that. You got to go to Big Call Universe. When you get on our homepage, you'll see the banner that says Boomers. You click on that. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Then you'll go through. You'll be able to read about the products. You'll see how to buy barley and Boomer Boost in 2-packs. You'll see how to see certain products that are still on sale. And then, of course, just look through the site and read and then go to the footer on the homepage, on Bob's homepage, and you'll see about how to catch the previous podcasts that he's done and the YouTube broadcasts that he's already done and archived, everything. Quite a bit there. You know, check out the podcast. So, the other thing is the toll-free number to call in to get Boomers is 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Okay, so take advantage of this, and I'm going to certainly take advantage of putting an order in, like, post-haste, like in the next day or so, probably tomorrow, to take advantage of the current pricing before they go up. All right. Thank you, Bob. Yes, Sue, do you have it?
Yeah, Bruce, Tricia said to ask you if the show was about the 100-year-olds. The Blue
No,
blue
that's
zone.
A different show. The Blue
that's
Zone.
The Blue
that's
Zone.
A different show.
No, this one is called The Game Changers.
Thank you, Bob. Lord God, I couldn't even think of it. Game Changers. Thank you, Sue, for prompting that. Yes.
That was Tricia.
That was Tricia. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Trish. That was a show that had five different blue zones. I might as well bring it in now. Five blue zones around the globe where people live to be 100 or more easily. You know, easily 100, 102, 106. And they were, gosh, Loma Linda, California, because of the seven-day Adventists over there and their plant-based diet, vegetarian. I say vegetarian. I know it's vegetarian. Also, there was a town in Costa Rica on a little peninsula over there, there where they lived really long. What was the name of it, Bob?
Nicoya.
Nicoya, yes. Bob, you know this stuff. Nicoya. And it was fascinating. That was probably the most fascinating to me because the guy that they showed was riding a horse at over 100 years old and ranching on his land at over 100 on horseback.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Bob, did you see it, Bob? Did you see the documentary?
Yeah, when I was in Costa Rica at the airport, they had a kiosk, a store in the airport called Blue Zones.
Oh, great.
And so all the coffees and teas from the Blue Zones were for sale there and all the books about it. I did a whole podcast and a YouTube live on Blue Zones not long ago.
Well, I think it's a great concept. And the guy who was the moderator of the show. All right, we had a Blue Zone as in Nicoya, Costa Rica. We also had one help me out in Japan, Bob.
Okinawa.
Yeah, Okinawa, Japan. And then, let's see, there were two others, Bob. Loma Linda.
It was in Sardinia.
Sardinia,
Italy.
Yes. Yep.
And
wasn't there another island south of Greece?
Yeah, Ikaria.
Right? Ikaria.
Yes. Ikaria.
That's right. Those were the five zones they chose. And what was cool about those and why this whole thing makes sense to bring it in the intel segment is that each of these zones had a lot of similar things that the people were doing to live these long lives. Not that worried about the longevity aspect of what we know, and we know the technology that is coming out. But until we get there, you know, this is really good stuff. And the guy that did the show put a blue zone together in a town of 18,000 in Minnesota. And his deal was to try to increase the longevity of people at least 2 years in this town, everybody on an average of 2 years or more. And when they proved this out, he got it elevated to 3.1 years above where they were already. And so he said, can we not make a blue zone everywhere? Can the United States not be its own blue zone? And I'm thinking, okay, rebuild America. Yeah, we can do the things that were suggested that he was learning and that Bob knows about and I know about from watching this documentary, Game Changers, on Netflix. Check it out, Game Changers. I thought it was terrific. So I think we can. We can definitely introduce some of those concepts, which included walkable communities, being able to walk and exercise, without going to the gym. You know, that was one of the points that was made. I just thought it was terrific. It's about lifestyle. It's about movement. It's about walking. It's about, light gardening and, tending your own garden and doing all that stuff. I thought it was terrific, really. Anyway, thanks, Bob, for chipping in, and thank you, Sue, for helping us to collect that and get that name, Game Changers, on Netflix. You guys ought to check it out. If you've got Netflix, there's a lot of cool documentaries, and that was one of them. Game Changers, and then the one about living to be 100 or over 100. Yeah, with the blue zones. Yep.
So, Bruce, also, on our website, if people go to the section that says podcasts and blog, you'll see a drop down that says recipes. If you click on recipes, we have two recipes on there that are Blue Zone inspired recipes. And it actually shows video of exactly how to make these Blue Zone dishes. And so that's going to be something really tasty. It's really, really good food too. So check that out.
Okay. Definitely. Definitely something. And probably Bob will even add more of those recipes as time goes on. Add more and more as you guys find things that are grown like that, that are natural, that are natural plant-based recipes and stuff. I mean, look, I think it's terrific. I really do. And I think that it's definitely something I'm going for. Definitely. I know Sue's been vegetarian since 1980. That's 43 years now. And no, she wasn't born in 79, but 1980. That's awesome. So she's setting the bar awfully high, I'll tell you. aren't you, Sue? You really are.
Mm-hmm.
Taught the children, the local children, about the fish at the age of 7.
Yep. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's great. Bruce, one last thing. Also, if people want to see a 30-minute YouTube video about the Blue Zones, I did a 30-minute YouTube live on Blue Zones. So if you're on our website, click on the YouTube icon at the top. It's the square with the arrow in it. That brings you right to my channel, and scroll down, you'll see one called Blue Zones Eating for Longevity.
I love it. Bob, that's great. I'm glad you did that. And guys, I'd recommend you do that. Check out that Blue Zones YouTube video that Bob has done. And if you're on Netflix, definitely go to that Living to be 100 or whatever it's called, Living to be Over 100. It's in the documentaries. Just scroll through the documentaries. Catch that one, and then catch the one about Game Changers. Really amazing. Great stuff. Both of those I highly recommend. I'm hoping there's more documentaries similar to that. I'm into watching documentaries on Netflix now. All right, so let's talk about the intel. Let's get into it a little bit. I want to see our Rebuild America sites become blue zones. I want to see our rebuild America, and I want to see our Veterans Retreat Network sites become blue zones. And I just think we're onto something. And this is, you know, the way God brings this stuff to us and to me, and what I learned about the gladiator barley, and that was on, you know, the show we just talked about, you know, that's really, really good. So, Intel. Well, this is going to be kind of cool. Let's start off with what happened yesterday and today. We got a visit from Prime Minister Sudani from Iraq. He met with President Trump and a few others in an undisclosed location that I know where it is. And I think they were just going over last-minute stuff. But he flew back. Prime Minister Sudani flew back to Iraq, is already there now, and is going to bring out news of the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar to his people tomorrow. Now, this is the precursor to that. On Friday, this is last Friday, today is Tuesday, last Friday, he broadcast this out to on television throughout Iraq. He said, this week, meaning next week, which is this week for us now, because that was on Friday, this week that we're in right now, he said, will be a miracle week. He said, not only for the country of Iraq, but for the entire world. Now, I'm going to say that Prime Minister Sudani is telling us that the RV that we're looking for, not only of the dinar, but of all the other currencies that we have or should have, is to happen this week. Now, in addition to that, he is also intending to put out tomorrow morning, which it's already morning there now, he's talking about putting out the new rate, which would be an international rate, not our rate that we're going to get, but an international rate of the new Iraqi dinar in the printed version of the Gazette on Wednesday. That's tomorrow to us. Okay? Now, keep that in mind. You got his declaration last Friday about what would happen this week, and the fact that tomorrow's Wednesday, and it is a printed version of the Gazette, which is their official publication. It's going, should be going into it tomorrow with an international rate. They've also got the oil and gas law, which is the HCL, the hydrocarbon law, HCL. They've got that passed, and we thought it was passed years ago, but it might have been refined, pardon the pun, 10 or 12 days ago. But they're going to start paying that out to the people of Iraq. This is something they get proceeds from their portion meted out to each citizen, gets a proceed based on oil and gas production. Oil and even natural gas, they're reclaiming and using that in Iraq too, and selling that. So they're getting that out, and they're going to be paid on that, I believe, starting, don't want to give you the wrong date. I know it's this, I believe it's this month. It could be October, but I can't remember exactly when. But that has been agreed upon, and that'll go out to all citizens. They're also increasing their Social Security to like $4,000 and I believe it was $20 a month social. That'll happen in October. Ours will also go up in October. I think ours is going to be $4,717 for Social Security, $4,717. And we're looking for restitutional allowance and the reclamation money we've talked about in the past. That is also supposed to come out in October. All right, let's get back to the RV. We talked to paymasters who have connections with the upper paymasters in Vancouver and Geneva. And they're telling our normal level paymasters with Wells Fargo that tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, so that would have been an hour before the start of the big call, the RV hit the boiling point. So that's 212 degrees Fahrenheit. We hit the boiling point with the RV at 8 p.m. today, this evening. And what does that mean? What it means is this paymaster informed us that we would be getting notifications, and so would the bondholders be getting their go-ahead for liquidity and access to their funds in 12 to 24 hours from 8 p.m. tonight. Well, that's pretty easy math. 8 p.m. tonight plus 12 hours is 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. 24 hours would be 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So between 8 a.m. in the morning and 8 p.m. tomorrow, it is supposed to be our payday. It is supposed to be the day that we get started with our exchanges, that we get the numbers, that we set our appointments, and we go in for exchanges. That is what is meant by that 12 to 24-hour period from the boiling point, which was at 8 p.m. tonight, Tuesday night. Now, this is what we're getting out of Geneva, and I'm going to say it was Prime Minister Soudani of Iraq that called it, if you will, quote-unquote, called it for this week. I believe that if the Iraqi dinar international rate gets put in the Gazette tomorrow, in the printed Gazette in the morning, usually happens right before, right after morning prayer, first morning prayer, usually when it comes out. If it comes out tomorrow, regardless of the time, I think it's go time for us. I think we should get notified. And, you know, they may bring it in overnight to us. They may put the emails out overnight. They may put it out in the morning. They may wait until the afternoon. I don't know. But the theory is that tomorrow is a day when we will receive funds because the bondholders, remember, are getting their emails to go ahead and get access to their accounts. And they're supposed to get that tomorrow. We're supposed to get started tomorrow. So I'm going to give you, that's what President of Iraq said, and him bringing out the revaluation of the new Iraqi dinar, you know, and bringing it out internationally, that's a big deal. That hasn't been done before. And to put it in the Gazette, that's their official record. So if that occurs, which I'm understanding it will, I mean, why did he come over yesterday to meet with President Trump and Steven Mnuchin and Judy Shelton and whoever else here, and then fly back today in order to bring this out tomorrow to his people and essentially to the world? I don't know. It sounds good. Have we been here before? No, not yet. Who's calling it? I think President Soudani is calling it. That's what I think. But I really love the fact that we've got information from the paymasters saying that's lining up with it. That's the good news, that the guy from, one of our guys from Wells Fargo is a paymaster, talking with these two people, one in Vancouver, one in Geneva, that are both Uber paymasters, upper paymasters for HSBC and Wells Fargo. So that gives us, I think, everything we need to move forward. What you need to do, though, is go ahead and send Sue an email so that she will get these bundles out to you guys. Now you say, what is the bundle? It's the four separate teaching lessons. Each one was four lessons, an hour and a half long. You get all four of those for $400, plus you get a bonus set of four lessons for free. So you're getting four for the $400 plus a bonus four lessons session for free. And that's a bonus. So you want to send Sue an email. You go to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And in the subject line, you put four-pack bundle, $400 or 400. Four-pack bundle, 400. And then I always say plus bonus, but you can, she'll know what it is. So if you send that on to her, you put that in the subject line, payable by Cash App or Zelle, Cash App or Zelle, and she'll do her very best to get those out to you. This is an offer that is only going to be good until the numbers come out. So if you're listening to this tonight, you should go ahead and send an email to Sue tonight, and she'll do the very best to get them out to you. $400 total for those four sets of teachings plus the one bonus. That's a great deal, a really super buy. So be sure to do that and get that out to her. Trying to think if there's anything else that's pertinent. Yeah, I'm sure there is. Let's see. NDAs, there was some discussion about how long were the NDAs. The last NDA we saw was 1.5, just over 1.5 pages, barely over 1.5 pages long. Not super long. Supposed to be written in layman's language where we can understand that. Let's see what else. Of course, you are going to get a Q phone if you're a ZIM holder. You get one at the Redemption Center. And you get a $1,000 value certificate at the Redemption Center for a computer, for a laptop or a tablet or whatever, up to $1,000 that you can get at one of eight different retail locations, including, I think it's Office Max and several of them, several places. Your choice. Let's see. Other than that, I mean, guys, I told you everything that you need to know, if you can recollect everything that I've told you so far. 5 to 8 minute presentation, make several copies of your presentation so that you can leave one with the staff, leave a copy with them so they can run it through their computers and see how many other project presentations are similar or the same. If you've got Zim and you don't have a presentation for it, they will try to assign you projects that they have to use to spend your money. I prefer to do my projects rather than have them impose a project on me. But it'll fly either way. It's all good. Remember, you'll be setting up a quantum account, which you'll use a biometric finger or thumbprint to activate as well as, I believe, an email, and I believe also a password that you'll create. I believe you'll be creating a new email for that purpose and a new password for the purpose of the quantum account. So to get that quantum account, that's where all the proceeds of your exchange and your Zim redemption go into, and then you'll move funds that you're using for your projects into your primary or secondary bank accounts. You're supposed to have up to three different banks. You don't have to have three, but you can have up to three different banks that will be tied to your quantum financial account, your quantum account, okay? And you'll move funds. Remember, the primary bank, in this case Wells Fargo, will not see your quantum account except for the people that set it up initially, and they're supposed to not retain any information about that. And you won't see the redemption people again, more than likely. So take that information. You'll move funds into, and I believe on day one, which could be tomorrow or whenever it is, on day one, you'll be able to move, oh, I don't know, whatever. It could be hundreds of millions, could be billions, into that primary Wells Fargo account. And that's what you're to use. You're supposed to move what you can use for the first 90 days. After 90 days, once they track your spendability and the fact that you're not going to say anything to anybody under your NDA as far as where the money came from or anything about your redemption experience or your exchange, none of that is spoken. And then once that happens, she was pretty good, or he was pretty good with not talking about this. We don't have to freeze their accounts. So they'll let us move whatever we need from the quantum account into those primary or secondary Wells or other bank accounts. And they'll give us a book. The last time we saw it, it was 55 pages of who you're not allowed to give money to. If you give money to some of these people, your account will be frozen and those funds will essentially be seized. You don't want that to happen. So look through and leaf through that book before you start willy-nilly giving money to certain people, even certain charities that you think might be good, might not be good. Okay? So stay tuned to that. And, kind of play by those rules, because you don't want your account frozen. That's for sure. You want to do the right thing with the funds. We're here to rebuild America and essentially rebuild the world internationally as well. And it's going to be a really cool ride, and it'll start pretty soon. Disclosure, Nasara, not sure when Nasara is going to come out. It could be this week. We have heard Disclosure to come out Friday, Saturday. That would be 22nd, 23rd. If that timing is still good, we could get some Disclosure starting this weekend. We'll see what they decide to do. We'll see what they do. But I just think you guys have everything that I wanted to bring to you tonight. But let's see what tomorrow brings. Let's see if Sudani does what he said he was going to do. Let's see if that gets... Not that we're going to see the printed version of the Gazette. We're not. But we would know something has happened when we receive the emails from Wells Fargo servers with the toll-free number in it. Remember, we will send out an email once we get that phone number to call. We'll actually put it out in our own email from Boomers that will go out to the people that wanted to receive it. Okay? And we'll also post it. I believe we'll be able to post it on the landing page of bigcalluniverse.com. So check that out. We'll see. And it may not be instant, but we'll try to get it out and put it on there as soon as we can. So this could be a big day tomorrow. The paymaster that we talked to at the very end this evening said, just give it one more day. So let's hope that tomorrow is the money day and that we get everything that we're looking for and we learn to give it responsibly and help level the playing field for everybody around the globe. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that we've had an opportunity to get the word out on the big call to help people with information, with health information, with neuroplasticity, and everything about dreaming and about the love of Christ and about everything that we're supposed to be to our fellow man and woman. Thank you for humanity, for us to level the playing field for them. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives currently. Help us stay healed and stay ever ready to receive this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. God bless you all. We'll see you soon.